Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Every Christian deserves to have the prayers of fellow Christians, and not just when we are ill or when our hearts are breaking because of the loss of a family member or of a friend. We need their prayers all the time to prevent our being led astray or becoming indifferent or having a detrimental influence on others or being weighed down with great sorrow. But gospel preachers and other teachers are especially in need of the prayers of our brothers and sisters in Christ. Paul commanded the Colossians, "Continue in prayer, and watch in the same with thanksgiving, with all praying also for us, that God would open unto us a door of utterance to speak the mystery of Christ, for which I am also in bonds." Colossians 4:3. He also asked the Thessalonians, "Finally, brethren, pray for us, that the word of the Lord may have free course and be glorified, even as it is in you, and that we may be delivered from unreasonable and wicked men, for not all men have faith." 2 Thessalonians 3:1-2. Oftentimes my brothers and sisters in Christ pray that I will have a long life so I can continue to preach the gospel. They have also prayed for me in the loss of my dear wife. I do not even know the names of hundreds of people who regularly pray for me. But I am grateful for their concern for me and for the work I strive to do in the Lord's vineyard. I sincerely believe their prayers are very powerful in my life. I am not the least embarrassed to ask you for your prayers, that I may be faithful and loving in preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ. Paul asked the Colossians to pray that God would open the door of utterance to him and his companions. The Bible uses the term "open door" to mean opportunity. Two other examples help to clarify the meaning of that expression. The Lord Himself said concerning the church at Philadelphia, "I know your works. Behold, I have set before you an open door, and no man can shut it. For you have a little strength and have kept my word, and have not denied my faith." Revelation 3:8. Paul explained to the Corinthians, "For I will not see you now by the way, but I trust to tarry a while with you, if the Lord permit. But I will tarry at Ephesus until Pentecost, for a great door and effectual is open unto me, and there are many adversaries." 1 Corinthians 16:7-9. Should we not pray that God will open doors throughout the world, that we may preach the gospel in every nation on earth? Many of us are praying that God will open doors in Afghanistan, in Saudi Arabia, in every nation in Africa, in China, in Israel, and in other parts of the world that now forbid the preaching of the gospel. We certainly need to be prepared to enter those nations when God opens doors. Tragically, that has not always happened. Paul used the word utterance of what he was to preach in places where God opened doors. The word utterance comes from the Greek logos and simply means word. Paul told the Corinthians, "For the preaching of the cross is to them who perish foolishness, but unto us who are saved it is the power of God." 1 Corinthians 1:18. The word preaching in this verse is the same Greek word rendered utterance. Paul simply said, "The word of the cross is to them who perish foolishness." Paul referred to the word as the mystery of Christ. The word mystery does not mean mysterious or that which cannot be known. It means that which had not been revealed. The term refers to the fact that God had kept in his mind from eternity past secrets concerning Christ and his kingdom. But now that Christ has come and purchased the church or the kingdom with his blood, that is not a secret anymore. The Spirit of God has now revealed in his word the great truths concerning salvation. Ephesians 3:3-6. One of those great truths is that the Jews and the Gentiles should be saved in exactly the same way, that is, by the gospel. Thank you for listening, and may God continue to bless you.